One more time now on Inside Agriculture. This year, many things have two sides to the coin. With good intentions, we get a policy announcement, and it ends up hurting farmers. A final rule recently issued would provide updates to the nation's crop insurance and risk management system, with emphasis on improved access by policyholders, but this one, controversial.
Public comments are now being accepted through January 27th on a final rule designed to expand producer access to crop insurance and other risk protections. USDA Risk Management Agency Administrator Pat Swanson says the focus of the Expanding Access to Risk Protection Final Rule, ERP, is
how to reduce burdensome regulations and burdensome paperwork for our farmers, just to help make the program more accessible for our farmers and easier for our agents to deliver the programs.
Among those aspects of ERP scheduled to take effect beginning in the 2026 crop year, improved land access through preventative planting relief.
In our current regulation, we had it in there that there was three requirements in order for this physical piece of land to be considered and qualified to receive the prevented planting payment, that had to be planted, harvested, and insured. And what we were finding was that the insured piece was really difficult to find the answer. And so it was becoming really burdensome for our farmers. So we decided just to remove that word from the rule. So now farmers just have to prove that the land had been planted and harvested once in the last 4 years.
Streamlined production reporting to crop insurance agents.
We still want to do the same year production reporting, but if the farmer's moving to a different insurance provider, it's not required now for them to go back to their previous agent to make that production report.
Simplification of dispute resolution processes and placing policy dates like end of insurance and policy provision to create greater flexibilities on the county level.
All the dates that are involved in like termination dates and cancellation dates and end of insurance dates, we're just removing those from the federal regulations so that they're more nimble, so we can make changes as we see necessary without having to make this into a final rule. And it just makes it more nimble for the program to be able to see, oh, there's an issue here with maybe the termination date, which creates a billing date or a time when a farmer has to pay by.
More details about the Expanding Access to Risk Protection Final Rule are available online at www.rma.usda.gov or through your local crop insurance agent.
And there you have it, Inside Agriculture for Tuesday of Christmas week. Have a great day. We're here tomorrow and again Friday. The Inside Agriculture complaint line closed on Christmas Day. Sorry. Merry Christmas. We'll see you tomorrow.